אנחנו נכנסים לשיעור.
We are starting lesson number 10. The topic is love will cover all crimes. Rav Lightman, please go ahead.
We learned with you the past two lessons how should we relate to the bad, the evil. That there's no evil in the world except to bring out the good, and there's no good without bad, and the evil is necessary. That's why the Creator says, I've created the evil inclination. The Creator, who's all good, how can it be that it created evil? In order to disclose the good, it created the opposite from the good, and the opposite from the good is what we call bad or evil. But it's not bad. If we understand how to correctly relate to it, we'll see that there is no bad in the world. Simply, the good is getting revealed more and more and more on both sides, from lack of good and the good, from the lack of good and good, and not from evil and good. That's really the topic of the lessons. All those lessons are very important. I hope that later you will repeat those lessons when you're back home and see how much more there is to learn. And we'll continue to implement them in our daily lives. And in this way, we'll advance towards actualizing our goal, realizing our goal. So, David, you will read us. And we will continue. What else do I want to say? Again, we learned that everything comes from the tree of knowledge, meaning the Creator who created the vessel, and He broke the vessel. And this vessel is called Adam, or the soul. And in its shattering, we gradually come to see what we need to do in order to correct that soul, that vessel, that state that was before and is now shattered. And now out of that, we'll begin to understand from what is this vessel made and what is the soul made of. And when we discover it, slowly, we begin to come to know what to correct, how to correct, why, what for, who's performing all the correction, what appears as a result of them. Everything appears specifically as a result of our work on the seemingly broken vessel. I'm saying seemingly because in truth it's all with respect to a person who should attain those things. It's like when we buy our child a Lego set, puzzle, various blocks that he can put together and from that to learn about everything. We always come and learn from the shattered state to the corrected state, from the lightest to the heaviest. And kids, as well as we learn according to the same program, same style. Therefore, what we need is not so much to go over these things and kind of accumulate them, collect them. Of course, everyone can do that. Like it or not, we will go through everything. Rather, our work is to be humans. A human, Ben Adam, is one who discovers something above his beastly nature. When he discovers why was it shattered, what for, to what purpose was it shattered, who built in me, who created in me, and who shattered that, and when a person collects it, who is he working with, who does he need to receive from the mind, the feeling, the strength to connect correctly, to overcome, connect those broken vessels that he can't do it by himself. Rather, he is in need of a partner, the upper partner, the Creator. meaning our entire work is to change our attitude towards the shattering and demand the Creator to help us to correct the shattering. We don't want to determine the shattering as bad. Rather, we can see in it the ability, the need, the opportunity to discover Him, the Creator. Okay, let's get to the lesson.
First verse, this is from the Proverbs. Hatred will stir up strifes and love will cover all crimes.
Yeah, we constantly discover the bad, the against, the hatred, rejection. Nothing works out. Everything is wrong. Something is missing in all directions. But when we discover love, the quality of love is such that it covers everything. Love covers all transgressions, all crimes. Meaning we've had crimes, transgressions, and love covers them. And if we won't have crimes and transgressions, we won't be able to discover the love. It won't have anything to cover. So everything is built in such a way that we can feel the good only as created beings. Contrary to how it was before, as light excels from the darkness, therefore the light is something we can attain only from darkness, from its opposite. Now the question is, how can we hold on to the ten, this environment of Bnei Baruch actually, how are we holding them? How are we holding the state where we do not forget about all the evil that's revealed in order to reveal good on top of it? The evil is revealed so that in the revelation of it, we discover the Creator who created the good and the bad together. If we begin to relate to the bad, not as bad, but rather that which invites us to the good. If we try to relate to the good and bad equally, no, they're neither bad nor good, but means for the revelation of the Creator, we then discover Him. How can we build such a society where I don't forget that the bad appears only to bring out the good? And when we place together the good and the bad, between them, I discover the Creator as their root, their equal root. Please, let's go 1 minute, quickly.
We awaken the upper force.
In creation, only changing attitudes.
Quote number 2 from Zohar to All, portion Tetzaveh. There's no light except for that which comes out of the darkness. This is so because when that side surrenders, the Creator rises above and His glory grows. Also, the work of the Creator is only out of darkness, and there is no good except from within the bad. And when one enters a bad way and leaves it, the Creator rises in His glory. Hence, the perfection of everything is good and bad together, and to later depart from the good. And there is no good except for that which comes out of the bad. And in that good, the glory of the Creator increases. And this is complete work.
We have to relate equally, as if this does not relate to us, neither light nor darkness, except we're in the middle line between them, and we relate to both of them equally, only in order to discover the Creator, to bring Him contentment, and we take the good and the bad completely above our feeling. This is how we relate to it. even though we're extremely impressed by the good and the bad, this is our entire life, our entire existence. But if we rise above it and we raise the greatness of the Creator, respect the Creator more than we respect our good or bad feeling, then by that we reach wholeness, perfection. Read it again.
There's no light except for that which comes out of the darkness. This is so because when that side surrenders, the Creator rises above and his glory grows. Also, the work of the Creator is only out of darkness, and there is no good except from within the bad. And when one enters a bad way and leaves it, the Creator rises in His glory. Hence, the perfection of everything is good and bad together, and to later depart to the good. And there is no good except for that which comes out of the bad. And in that good, the glory of the Creator increases. And this is complete work.
How can we arrange the group? Small group, big group, wherever I am. How do I arrange it so that light and darkness will be equal? That we are completely, in an equal way, relate to each and every state as it relates to me. And only with respect to the Creator, in order to give Him contentment, I'm rising above the darkness and the light, the bad and the good, whichever way possible. And then I come to Him and I give Him contentment in that, because He created the light and the darkness. And using them both, I can rise to Him. How do we arrange the group in this way so that there's no good, there's no bad, only the means for revealing the Creator? We have to perform a restriction on my feelings, screen, reflected light, where everything is only in order to come to bestow contentment to the Creator, to the host. How do we do it in the group, please?
Quote number 3 from Zohar for All, portion Acharemot. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to also sit together. These are the friends as they sit together and are not separated from each other. At first they seem like people at war, wishing to kill one another. Then they return to being in brotherly love. The Creator says about them, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to also sit together. The word also comes to include the Shekhinah with them. Moreover, the Creator listens to their words and He has contentment and delights with them.
My question: how can we connect inside of us both hatred and love together? Both hatred and love together. How can we understand that hatred and love can be together? Specifically, necessarily, not that one comes and erases the other. In spirituality, there's no such thing. Both of them exist and both support one another. If we only want to feel it as such, we will enter spirituality. Spirituality is built in this way. We don't understand, but we must connect them as two parts of one whole. Let's talk about how can we connect love and hate together so they would complement one another. They would exist simultaneously in one place and one time. Please. Maybe.
The solution is, as it is written, man, woman, and divinity among them. Try to solve the problem this way. Hate and love, and the Creator as their source. Please.
That's how the Creator created the creature.
Quote number 4. This is from Assorted Counsels, Peace. The essence of peace is to connect two opposites. Hence, do not be alarmed if you see a person whose opinion is completely opposite from yours and you think that you will never be able to make peace with him. Or, when you see two people who are completely opposite to each other, do not say that it is impossible to make peace between them. On the contrary, the essence of peace is to try to make peace between two opposites.
How can we do that? How can we create peace, reconcile these two opposites? Please, guys, a little faster, with more energy. You're like seemingly tired, seemingly you're in this for the past few days. Let's go. Both present, both.
Quote number 5. This is from Rabash, article Make for Yourself a Rav and Buy Yourself a Friend, 2. Those people who agreed to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends is that each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views in order to receive the strength of love of others. There is a famous maxim by our sages, as their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among them to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that.
What kind of concessions do they have to make? Let's say the group is sitting together, each one has his own opinions on everything, about everything. What kind of concessions do they have to make? Please. It's a sign that we are putting the right effort and something new will be scrutinized.
Rav, everyone needs to concede his personal creator and accept their one creator. So Israel says, listen, O Lord, the Lord is one. The Lord is one to all, and then there's connection between them, and not otherwise. Talk about it.
An element in the reforming light.
Quote Quote number 6 from Rabash, what to look for in the assembly of friends. Love of friends that is built on the basis of love of others, by which they can achieve the love of the Creator, is the opposite of what is normally considered love of other friends. In other words, love of others does not mean that the friends will love me. Rather, it is I who must love the friends. For this reason, it makes no difference if the friend is slandering him and must certainly hate him. Instead, a person who wishes to acquire love of friends needs the correction of loving the other. Therefore, when a person makes the effort and judges him favorably, it is a sgula, remedy, but whereby the toil that a person makes, which is called an awakening from below, he is given strength from above to be able to love all the friends without exception.
How can I, when I discover rejection towards me, hatred towards me, all those negative emotions from the friends, how do I understand that this is the place to complete it with love? How do I do it? In practice. I see, I get from the friends various signs of rejection, contempt, even hate. I'm not talking about Rabbi Shimon, they wanted to kill one another. This I don't discover yet, but less than that, maybe yes. How do I reconcile it with love on my part?
It's the Creator speaking to me through
Rav. How can I turn to the Creator to correct for me this state? What am I telling him? What am I doing? I see he... This one hates me. This one doesn't like me. This one disregards me. This one doesn't consider me. How do I make all the calculations with each and every one through the Creator? According to the principle that behind every friend stands the Creator. Feel something bad coming from a friend.
Rav, let us make a conclusion from this lesson. Each and every table makes a summary of the lesson. Go ahead. One Creator.
Rav, from this moment on, can we say with certainty that we know how to take everything, good and bad, in the right way for spiritual advancement only? Yes or no? Okay, I'm not going to test you. Let's see.
Maybe still, if you can summarize the lesson we went through, what we went through now in the circles.
Summarize. Everything was created in such a way where all the negative that appears is only revealing a deficiency in the stole and love and the connection and the right coverage. So it has a relative attitude to the good, and we have to respect the negative thing, the bad thing, like the good. As it's written, bless over the bad as you bless over the good. We need to know that wholeness is only when good and bad are found together, complementing one another. They cannot be on their own except through when they complement one another. Where there's good, but there's bad, it has to be good. Where there's good, it has to be bad. And above the two, we discover the Creator. Just like when we shoot at something, without being in the cross point between good and bad in the right form, we can't discover the Creator. We discover many things but Him, because He is the source of all good and all God, all bad. By that, He aims us with two reins, and He governs, He manages us. If we understand with these two reins that we are like a horse and He's like the rider, in this way we discover Him. So we need to have a habit for it. For good and bad to appear together equally. There's no preference for good or for bad. Ultimately, both of them point at their source, the upper one. That's what we have to see in all the friends and in general in all people. No one, there's no good or bad in anyone. If it appears, it simply points to, it shows us. Oh, there's another place in Creator that He did not complete.
We said
that it's the same in the family, in society, in the group. We're drawn only to that. I think this is it. All the rest is homework. Good luck.